Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light Broadcast for May.
We're moving at the speed of love. So obviously, things are changing very quickly. Today, we're in Studio C, so we're...
Yes, first time.
We're kind of moving over. I will make an announcement that we've been having some challenges with Barbara's microphone. So if you're having a little bit of difficulty, we're going to do our best to make it through today. We didn't realize the problem until just before we went live, but we're going to do our best.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on our volume and make sure we can hear okay. So welcome today. We are obviously in a changed world, aren't we? Things have shifted pretty drastically already, and we've got a lot more going on. So I can't wait to hear myself what the group is going to talk about here today, because it's getting rather interesting on planet Earth, I will tell you.
Oh, every day when we wake up, it's like, what is going on today?
And so I do want to make a quick announcement, too, because I want to tell people we do two channels in this event. And we know that most people come, and when they see the segments that are laid out, 1 through 6, the numbers are, you know, so many, so many, so many, and then about 8 times as many for number 6. Well, for most of you who just go to number 6, you're missing the first channel. So I will tell you that. There's a whole other channel there that will usually be in segment number 2 and number 6.
Well, we know that your time is valuable, but we hope that you can join us for all the program, because we have so much to talk about. Plus, we have Allison Chester Lambert and Meg Adamson Gore and just a lot going on today that we need to discuss.
So we have many things. We hope everybody's being safe out there. We hope all of you are finding the comfort in the changes. The group is going to talk about the new realm today.
Right.
That's the idea of what we're going through. We went through this for a reason. We picked up parts of this, and now we get to find out what that's about and a little bit about the process that's going on. So I'm sure that that's what I'm positive that's what they're going to talk about. But they have fooled me before.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that. So we never quite know. But anyway, thanks for being with us here today. We're really looking forward to it. And you know what happens when we reach out and hold hands? The magic just takes place in so many places. And also, thank you all for sending in your questions. We've got quite a few questions here that we're going to try and get to as often as possible. One other piece I want to tell you about very quickly. You have this address that you can send in your questions to. It's, I believe, right below this window, if I'm not mistaken. It's questions@espavo.org. However, if you send in something that says, I'm having trouble reaching you, or the video is stuttering, or I can't get in, if you send technical questions to that email address, they won't be addressed for a month. It could be a month later before we actually get in there. At the bottom of every page on this website, and some of you are watching this on Facebook, some of you may watch it in YouTube or Vimeo or some of the other places that we're actually broadcasting, but on our website, there's always a blue little round thing at the bottom down there that says support. That's the way to get anything having to do with billing, having to do with technical issues or anything else. Because otherwise it kind of gets stuck in the mail a little bit. And then all of a sudden, just before we go live for the Virtual Light broadcast, we see that you've been having trouble last month.
So. Right. We want you to get your help as soon as you can. I know a lot of times I will get emails to keeper@espavo.org, and I just have to fill in a help desk for you, and then that delays everything.
It delays everything, so. And then you don't get the response because right. She filled it in, and yeah, it's a mess. So anyway, we have a really great team that watches everything. They're here.
Well,
right
our
now.
Special lady, Kathy, she well, and Meg, they all do such a good job.
Kathy's
helping
in charge
thing.
Of that. That's her area, and she just does a great job. Nick's in there from Greece, and we have people watching things from different areas and segments.
Yeah.
But if you write to me, they don't get it. So
we're just kind of busy.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that's a different path for that. But we are going to be working with that here quite a bit.
But we do love to hear from you. Besides the questions, if you have anything, questions about, you know, our site or what's going on, you know, the support help desk is the place to go.
And we are today in Studio C. Some of you may have heard me talk about that for some time. I've been building this very slowly.
Oh, he's been doing such a good job.
It's been taking me about a year and a half.
I haven't seen him for months. He's been back here. And you know what is fun is Steve used to be a general contractor, and he's been playing that role again, loving it. He's got sawdust all over him.
I get to play in the sawdust again. We made the desk. We've done quite a bit of work around here. But anyways, a lot of fun stuff to do. And this allows us to stretch out, give you a little bit more of capabilities. We've got a three-camera setup. You'll see more of it here. And this really allows us to grow a lot, gives us all kinds of capabilities. So, and you get to see my yard. You get to see our yard and the incredible...
Is that our yard?
It is today.
Oh, okay. It kind of looks like it.
It kind of looks like it in some ways, but it's not. It's one of the illusions that we have here.
But we do have a beautiful yard that we have been enjoying so much. And this is such a nice spring day. That's why I wore bright yellow. I thought, I need to feel like spring, and I can't wait. We're going to get 100-degree weather coming up.
I believe, yes, that's true. And the other side of the country is getting snow, and it's kind
amazing.
Of crazy. So anyway, but we have a lot going on the planet. We're obviously going to talk about the virus because it has hit so many people and changed so many lives. The group wants to see the bigger picture of that, and that's what they're going to start addressing here today. I also want to say very quickly that we have another segment of this called Rising Light, which is a subscription part of Espavo TV. It's $33 a month. And in there, we lay everything down just exactly the way the observer sees it, the latest updates, the most important things, and things that we can work on. And that's coming up. We'll have two of those a month. That'll be coming up very quickly. On top of that, we also have a free segment that we do as long as you're on our mailing list. And we send out a notification for that. That one's called Global Light. And we're going to be doing quite a bit of that. The group wants to work not only on further calming this virus down, but they want to do something we did the last time we came together and work with the other two viruses, which are right behind this one. And that's very important with this whole process. On top of that, we're going to come together this next time and work with the virus on a time shift so that we can start to work with it in the fall when it is expected to come back. The group said the other day, and I think it was in Lightmaster, they said, without any intercedents, you're basically going to have about three times as many deaths from the second wave of this than the first wave. Mm. And that opens up opportunities for us to change that. That's why they're telling us that. They're basically selling ahead of time, and we can start working on this way ahead of time before we ever get there, the same way that we've worked with those other two viruses that are sitting there.
Yes.
So we'll invite you to come join us for those. Just keep an eye on your mailbox. If you're on our mailing list, if not, go to the website, espavo.org, and make sure you're on the mailing list. And those are very last minute because the group wants to call us together at the time where we can make the most difference. So they're time related, and we're not going to give you 3 or 4 days notice. And even if you can't make it at exactly that moment, you can show up at any time and simply intend for your energy to shift and be with ours.
Well, we've seen in the past, especially with Lightmasters, how gathering together and having our intent to change something like comets hitting the world and all that.
We've done it several times.
Yes, it's made a difference. But especially today, so much is happening, and we know that if we join together, we can change it.
Yeah, you bet. We can make a huge difference here with our energy, and that's one of the things we're working with. Additionally, I want to make a very quick announcement because we just finished a seminar that the group absolutely loved. They loved the fact that we did it, that we followed the instructions, they gave it to us, and it came off without a problem. And that was in the area of assisting the heroes. And I want to invite everybody, whether you took the course or not, to understand that there are people that are stepping out of their bodies without many people around. They don't have people holding their hands as they're dying. Sometimes the attending physicians or the nurses will FaceTime or do something of that nature to make sure that we can come together in this way and to make sure that people can say goodbye. But we as energy workers, as healers, and especially if you've ever taken the transition team work from us, we can make a huge difference there by greeting these spirits and simply energetically letting them know that they have passed and that everything's going to be fine.
I think that's everybody's wish when it is your time to go home, to have your loved ones all around you.
Sure.
and just feel their support and saying it's okay to go. But a lot of times nowadays it's not happening. And when I hear the stories about the nurses who are doing the FaceTime so that the families can see them that way, the nurses are crying through their mask, and it's just so sad. But there are some hospitals like Mount Sinai.
Sinai.
In New York, that have started to welcome the loved ones in.
Yes.
To be around for that time. So things are changing, but right now, let's just spread it out there that nobody's ever alone. Even
That's
if a
truth.
Person is alone dying, if we put our energy and love surrounding them, they will feel that spiritual family around them.
That's exactly the truth. Well, welcome aboard. Today we're going to step out, and we don't have to step into Studio C.
No.
We're in Studio C.
We
have lots of capabilities in Studio C, so we don't have to go anywhere, which is really kind of new. And I will say that in time, we're still building. I still have a lot to do in here, but in a fairly short time, I will come in with a portable camera and show you what you don't get to see behind the scenes here at Studio C. So you can kind of see what we're doing here and how we're doing it and some of the fun things about that.
I'm amazed.
I'm having a ball. I'm absolutely having a ball because it just turned me loose with a bunch of things to work with. And it's totally different than a normal studio. I have to say that. Normal studios are built in different ways where you have people that are called the talent and then people that are called the technicians that run everything. Well, everything's run out of here.
You wear many hats.
By this little mouse right here. So because of that, everything has to be set up quite differently than a normal studio. And I'm just having a ball with it. Talk about a control freak. That's exactly what that is.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Okay. And with that, let's step over to the next stage of this here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into a channel here and bring in the first part of the channel. And we're going to turn you over to Barbara here right now. So, a spav, everybody.